All at once, I became aware that a deep throbbing silence had fallen over the immediate area. I turned and looked at Sally Mae. She seemed to be staring at... what was that on her blouse and jeans? Huh. It appeared to be a big wet spot or something very similar to a... Her eyes came up.
Did you do that?
Me? No, not at all. Actually, Drover had... Her eyes widened. Her nostrils flared. Her lips became as thin as nails.
You wet on me!
Wait, no, I could explain everything. See, Slim had... Boy, was she mad. She pushed me out of the clothes basket and sent a wet sock flying towards Slim. It caught him right in the middle of a big laugh and wrapped around his face. Heck of a good shot. And whilst this was going on, Drover hopped out the south side of the basket and vanished behind a tree, the little dunce. And you'll notice that nobody accused him of creating wet spots, which really burned me up. Sally Mae struggled to get herself out of the laundry basket, had all four arms and legs moving at the same time like a turtle on its back, and she couldn't get out.
Slim, get me out of here right now!
Chuckling to himself, he went over and helped her out of the basket. Once she got back on her feet, she turned to him with a cold smile on her lap.
Well, Slim, was that fun?
Yes, ma'am. Although it did get a little funnier than I'd planned. I'm sorry Loper wasn't around to see it.
Life around here might be hard to bear if we didn't have a sense of humor.
I think it might, sure might. I'm glad you can see the fun in it.
She smiled and batted her eyelashes.
Why, Slim, nobody on this ranch loves fun more than I do. In fact, I plan to have fun right now.
Oh?
Yes, I do.
She went striding over to him, took a hold of his left ear, and hauled him straight to the laundry basket.
Because you're going to carry this load of laundry into the house and put all these clothes back into the washing machine.
Uh-oh.
And run them all over again.
Mercy.
And then you can hang them out on the line to dry. Now, doesn't that sound like fun?
Not really.
And when you finish that job, I'd appreciate it if you'd go over and check the watermelon patch.
Yes, ma'am.
Those watermelons are going to buy me a new couch.
Yes, ma'am.
If you have any questions about the laundry business, I'll be inside. I hope you enjoy yourself, Mr. Prankster.
And with that, she headed for the house.